What's up? My name is Kelly Tolles, and you are listening to Full Service Radio.
Recorded live from the lobby of the Lion Hotel in Adams Morgan, Washington, D.C.
Being an artist is a real selfish fucking career. It is, like, because you put your head up your own ass, but you're not anything without community. Like, you can't be a successful artist if your community doesn't support you. My name is Kelly Tolles. I'm a Washington, D.C. based artist, creative director, artsy fartsy guy. So when people started supporting me and supporting my career, everybody was coming up at the same time. So like people from D.C. Brow or Eric Bernie Yang or all these other people, we were all coming up kind of at the same time. So everyone like supported each other. And it's a really big deal for me. DC back then was like really buck wild. It was like Wild Wild West. Like we didn't have the economic boom we're having now. Obviously we broke out of that, but I was dealing with like a shitty home front from Australia all the way up to like pretty much college, and then it pretty much turned to like drugs and graffiti, and luckily graffiti won. And now we come in DC and do really shitty graffiti, and it turned out better that I started focusing on like characters and just like exploring that style of what is now my art. So the characters for me that I basically, I guess people know me for, they are very much like an inner reflection of myself, but also an inner reflection of like how I view other people sometimes. So like even as myself, and I can look at my artwork, and like a lot of it when I was going through drugs and like dealing with just a shitty household or dealing with trying to get my own shit together, it was very like all over the place, definitely a little bit more aggro. There was a lot of boxing gloves in the work too. So it's pretty funny that I look back on that and see that. But now like a lot of the work I do now is stuff I just want to make people smile. You know, doing a simple LaCroix can is pretty funny to me. I grew up as a military brat. So I've lived kind of everywhere. I was born here in the US in Ohio. And then I lived a good portion of my childhood in Australia, in a small town in the dead center of Australia called Alice Springs. It was there pretty much all of middle school. And like, yes, I actually did have kangaroos as pets. Not even lying. Dead ass. It's not even a joke. I can tell you exactly how to take care of a baby kangaroo. They're like cross between like German shepherds and deer. They're like really loyal and like very pack oriented. The only thing we had was BBC One on TV. And like, this was pre-internet, pre-everything, like pretty much almost pre-computer. But we had BBC One. So I grew up with like Astro Boy, The Young Ones, like Danger Mouse, like Voltron, like all these Japanese anime style cartoons, like that were English dubbed, and then, you know, British dark humor. And when I came back to the United States, all the other kids were like, you know, what was at the time a fad was like G.I. Joe or this and that. They're like, G.I. Joe. I was like, I have no clue what you're talking about. And then it rolled into getting older, being more influenced by like album covers and things of that nature and like copying them. So I like used to copy like Metallica album covers and things like that. It went from that introduction to graffiti from a few friends of mine in high school and then running around doing that and falling in love with that. Graffiti is a beautiful thing. It's like one of the last things that encourages handwriting to be hip, you know, to have really cool hand is graffiti. I think like taking in almost osmosis was the album cover phase. It was like when you're just recreating someone else's work, you think you're cool because you can like redraw someone else's skull. Like that's pretty tight. But like, it's not like, I don't think most people get their own taste of what they do until they really like kind of abandon all hope and like try creating their new forms of thing. Because when you go to college, like your first 2 years of college are like emulation. You emulate everyone. You emulate your heroes and Jackson Pollock and all these other people. And you start year one, you start throwing paint around and making a fucking mess everywhere. Year two, you know, you're Andy Warhol for 3 seconds. And then all of a sudden, like you're taking on silkscreen. And I think it's like really emulation and honoring your idols and people who are a really big inspiration. I stopped college for like a year and a half, went on tour with my friends and like doing that kind of rock and roll lifestyle and having fun, and then just started falling more and more into like, a weird play of that. During the end of high school, beginning of college, I started working for Whole Foods, and they had a position of graphic designer. And I designed for them for like 10 years and basically self-taught myself design. And then from teaching myself design, I went on and designed stuff for people's bands. And it was really interesting going down those avenues and having fun with that. But like everything kind of collided. Like when I kind of put it all together, I put design together with like using street art and graffiti elements. And then all these things just like kind of happened serendipitously. Powwow DC is an international mural festival. We are a sister festival of Powwow Hawaii, which started around 10 years ago. And our whole goal is to beautify the community. That is it. And when we do Powwow DC, we'll do 20 artists, 10 local, 10 visiting. And we take care of them as best we can. And this year was amazing because The Line Hotel hosted our artists and they put everyone up. And then we had the Secret Walls event in The Line Hotel DC. Secret Walls. Secret Walls is an event that was started by Andrew and Terry. They're now based out of LA and Toronto. And it's just an amazing event. So what they have is it's an artist battle. And it can go from one-on-one, two-on-two, five-on-five. And the whole any canvas that's up there, whether it's a wall, canvas, wood, whatever, it has to be white. And the only paint, marker, whatever can be, it can only be black. So there is no sketching on the wall or canvas beforehand. If they're given a topic, they're given a topic or a theme beforehand, and they have 90 minutes. And then the crowd dictates who wins by cheering. So it's basically like a giant live art party where everyone gets drunk and screams and yells and like literally is encouraged to scream and yell after. It's an epic good time. The Secret Walls that was at The Line Hotel, it was in the lobby. So the beginning of this conversation was held with the creative director, Morgan, and Farah, who said, so we can't have the event you wanted to have in this certain part of the Line Hotel you wanted to do it. I was like, oh, okay, so well, what can we do? They're like, I don't know, let's brainstorm. So we're having this conversation in the lobby, and literally, like, I'm like, well, can we just do it here in the lobby? And they're like, it sounds like a good idea. Let's try it. And everything went through and they gave us the thumbs up. And then all of a sudden, from the success we had on Secret Walls last year, we're like, yeah, we think we can fill the place. It's like 850 people. And then we put out the RSVP and someone said, oh, well, there's a cap. We reached the cap on the Eventbrite or whatever it is. And I was like, y'all need to take that off because last year it stopped us from getting as many people as we needed. Let's take that off. And they're like, are you sure? And I was like, yes. Thinking I knew what I was talking about. And then like 3-4 days later, I was like, hey, what's the cap at? And they're like, we have 2,000 RSVPs. I was like, wait a second, it only holds 850 people. I was like, can you put the cap back on? I was like, who took that cap off? That's ridiculous. So we had a line around the goddamn block. So for Powwow, our yearly event, we'll be back next year. We'll be back, you know, 2050. We're going to go like forever, and it's going to be the best time. We currently have an amazing idea for next year's events and next year's direction of the festival, which I'm very excited about. You can follow along with me for Powwow DC at Powwow DC Instagram. Kelly Tolles is Kelly Tolles Instagram. KellyTolles. And then I have a creative agency also, and that's pretty under the radar, and it's how we kind of manage all our projects and curation and all these other things. And that's Holy Bones. So the Holy Bones on Instagram.